Radio Free Readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Welcome to Radio Free Readout. This is the John Jacob Schmidt Show. I am John Jacob Schmidt, and welcome all of you freedom-loving patriots, preppers, redoubters. It has been a crazy week, and I'm going to tell you all about that here in just a little bit. Several things happened. We had a video shoot, first time ever, for the upcoming Survival Summit. That Dave from AMP3 and USNER Doc YouTube channel produced and made the trip over. We'll talk about that. But it just created probably a 48-hour frenzy of scrambling. And so the topics that I was planning on covering tonight, I am going to have to push back yet again to next week. So next week, we are going to run the show titled An Appeal to Heaven, and we're going to lay out an American Readout vision casting vision for the American Readout for the next year. But we're going to talk about that next week in episode 14-03. Welcome to episode 14-02. This week also, I was on a commercial AM radio station, a conservative radio show at the Christian Broadcasting Network. And so that's what we are going to air tonight, because while several people got to hear it, several people did not. And it was a really great experience because it was my first time in a commercial radio studio or addressing a commercial radio audience to take the message of the American Readout and trying to package that all up into a 25-minute blur to get the main points across to the listeners and expand our listenership. And of course, as it turns out, a lot of our listener, there's bleed over. There's a lot of listeners over at the Christian Broadcasting Network on 106.5 FM in Spokane and their AM 630 sister station that are also Radio Free Readout listeners and vice versa. So that was pretty cool. So I got to make the trip over to Spokane. I'm not a big city kind of person. I try to avoid them when I can, but it was nice. And there's some great patriots over there. If you didn't notice, we have a new lineup on the Radio Free Readout broadcasting schedule. You can click on the broadcast schedule tab there on the website. Oh, the website. What do you guys think of the new website? I'll tell you what. There's been three of us working night and day starting from last weekend when that went up on Friday evening. I was attending the intelligence collection and analysis course that Sam Culper from Guerrilla America put on, along with several other patriots, and that was a great course. I talked about that last week. If you get a chance to attend one of those, I highly recommend it. And like I said, developing the skill sets that are going to be necessary for these changing times that we're living in. But we were trying to get the new website up. It just kind of happened at the last minute. Not the new website. What it is a new theme for the same website, but you have to migrate everything over there. And of course, as soon as you do that, everything's just like, it's like dropping a puzzle, 1,000 piece puzzle on the ground. And so you got to start putting stuff back together. And that's what's been happening. So thank you to the partisans of Radio Free Readout who've been working overtime, diligently, volunteering to help get that up and running. It looks so good. It's so easy to navigate. It's so nice to look at. And boy, our hit count went way up, and at a sustained rate too, because it's nicer. It's easier to stay there longer and peruse, look through. We set up a separate video section so you can look at some of the YouTube videos that are pertinent to us as concerned Americans. So anyway, there's a lot of changes that are coming to that that I hope you guys really, really appreciate. On our new lineup on our Radio Free Readout broadcasting schedule, I had a meeting with Matt Shea last week, or this week, actually. He is the District 4 Washington State Representative, super conservative, patriot to the core. One of these kind of elected officials we don't have enough of and need more of, but he's fighting the good fight. And I hear people say, that guy, you know, I live in Wyoming, I live in Montana, I live in Idaho, I live in Missouri. That guy is my representative. And so that's really cool. He's not the only one. We've got a lot of real strong patriot elected officials just like him. But he produces a podcast called Battlefront. And so I spoke with him. He says, please air these. I have no problems with that. There's no, none at all. Please do. So he's been sending me the audio files for his Battlefront podcast. We're going to start airing those. That's already been added. And of course, those of you who are listening earlier this evening, afternoon, got to hear a great interview with an immigrant who has a full appreciation for what freedom is, someone who left communism and oppression. So that's really good stuff. But at Battlefront, he covers all kinds of freedom issues, Washington State legislative issues, everything Americanism. And so it's really good stuff. Okay, don't forget, you can visit us on Facebook, .com/Radio Free Readout. And of course, Twitter, the partisans of Radio Free Readout do a great job of helping me keep up to date with that, with the content up there, because there's a lot going on. Welcome to the new members that have just joined the American Readout Network. And also for those of you who decided to take that a step further by becoming communicators or volunteering your communications skills for those ham operators and even non-hams that want to be relays, for joining the ranks of the AMRON operators. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that too when we discuss this this video that's being produced for the Survival Summit in probably segment 3. Okay, so now we are at the point in the show where we are going to discuss, and we're just going to skim over some of the news and commentary on stories that could affect you or lessons to be gleaned and learned, and get a little snapshot into the state of our country, things that pertain to us as patriots, as redoubters, preppers. Let's see. The news is sponsored by Glenn Tate, author, and 299 Days book series, 10 book series on the coming collapse and rebuilding, which is the part that I like to focus on. Because even though we're supposed to prepare for a collapse, we really should be preparing for the rebuilding afterward. So books 1 through 7 are already out. You can learn more by going to 299days.com. Okay, you guys heard about the 300,000 people in West Virginia that are without water because of the chemical spill from a nearby coal treatment plant. There's 300,000 people that are trying to line up for bottled water. They're trying to mobilize the National Guard to bring in water, which they were saying might not have been even able to be delivered until last Friday, leaving them several days without water. There was lines, there was frustration, reports of people actually getting in fights over bottled water. So being self-sufficient people that you are, I know that you have at least 20, 30 gallons stored up in your shop, in your garage, 5-gallon containers. You know those little, those clear blue water containers that you can get pretty much at any grocery store now that cost, what, $1.50 to fill up for 5 gallons? Those things are great. What a great way to store up water. That's what we have. We've got like 10 of those. And then, of course, we also have just regular water jugs, 5-gallon, 6-gallon water jugs. But you need to have enough water. Man, when you're down to having to go to a restaurant because the water in your house is bad, that's not a good thing. And then they go to the, in West Virginia, they're going to the store, to the restaurant, because they can't cook at home. And then the restaurants are closed. So then they go over to the little Stop and Rob, and they have to stand in line with everyone else just to finally get up to the front of the line and realize that they're out of water. So not a good situation. Pretty hard to focus on other things when you are dying of thirst, right? There was a study that came out over at truthrevolt.org. They posted this. There was a study that was put out by Quinnipiac. It's a Quinnipiac study. Concealed carry results in fewer murders. Now, this is breaking news, right? They said these results suggest that restrictive concealed weapons laws may cause an increase in gun-related murders at the street level. So there's a big no kidding news flash for you. There's just more and more information out there that supports the notion that more law-abiding citizens who are armed reduces crime, but they don't want to hear that. Obama's EPA has declared that the city of Riverton, Wyoming, with over 10,000 people, is no longer part of the United States. They've given it to the Native Americans, the Indians. In essence, all Americans living in Riverton are no longer living in the United States and are not eligible for state or federal services. This all came down from the EPA. Isn't that something? So they are fighting back. Senator Leland Christensen said that this is an alarming action. When you have a federal agency step in and start to undo congressional acts that's already been in our history for 108 years with the stroke of a pen, without talking to the biggest groups impacted, and that would be the city of Riverton and the state of Wyoming. So they're just, remember what I said, this is bureaucrats. This isn't Congress saying we're going to pass a law saying that Native Americans can just take land. This isn't even a law. This is done bureaucratically by the little geek with the clipboard that comes knocking on your door telling you that you're in violation. These are internal mechanisms that they are using in their policies that they put in place for agencies. The EPA is doing this. So anyway, there's a big fight going on there in the American Redoubt over land sovereignty and basically going against what was approved by Congress in the treaties. So something to definitely keep our eye on. We got a listener from a letter that ties in with this next story. And I was hoping to address this last week, but I was dragging my behind when I came in the door from that 2-day course. So I hope you guys enjoyed those speeches from our representatives that are going into session last week that I replayed from the rally, Representative Vito Barbieri from Idaho and Representative Matt Shea from Washington. So you know where they stand. Good stuff. But that was the reason why I wasn't able to get to this story and several others. But here, this person says, I went on a trip last month to northern Idaho to visit family. And they're hoping to move up here when they retire in about 7 years. Boy, I don't know if you have 7 years. So we're going to have a serious Patriot refugee problem because everybody's trying to get here, but they can't for 5 years or 6 or 7 years. And then when it all goes down, we're going to have to figure out a way to take in our Patriots that are going to be refugees, that are seeking refuge in the American Redoubt. You better bring your gear. Actually, you better start pre-positioning stuff. If you got family here already, this is a serious issue. And I want to address this actually in the future because I hear from, I lost count, I don't know, countless people who say, you know, I'm really hoping to move there in the next 5 years. But, you know, if everything goes down, then, you know, I'm definitely heading to the American Redoubt. Well, you know, be courteous to the rest of us who also have limited resources, pre-position some stuff here. That's really going to help. Really. I'm going to address that in the future. Anyway, the letter goes on. I was looking at different areas of possibility for relocation while I was up there. We have two little ones that will still be in school when we move up that way. So, of course, schools will be a big issue in deciding specifically which area to move to. I was researching some of the school districts up there and found that Idaho has adopted the Federal Common Core curriculum. I was very surprised by this. I always thought the people of Idaho were very liberty and freedom-minded people. Do the people of Idaho really know what Common Core is all about? Is there any movement in the state to have it overturned? If not, I hope I can afford a good private Christian school. There you go. Okay, I like the last sentence. You realize that there are so many problems within our public school systems that have nothing to do with Federal Common Core curriculum. Even if that wasn't even the case, you shouldn't have your kids in public schools, not even in the American Redoubt, if you can at all help it. My wife and I vowed we will never, never let our youngest go to a public school. She will not set foot in one unless she's coming with us to go vote. And that's it. that's a whole nother show topic. Okay. Yes. The Idaho citizens, Montana, Wyoming, the American Redoubt citizens are extremely aware of the Federal Common Core curriculum, and they are extremely opposed to it. Now, what happened was, this was the camel's nose in the tent. So far, what Idaho did, because I covered this several months ago, what Idaho did was they only adopted the math and science portion of Common Core, and it was for testing standards. So what they tried, back up a little bit, the lobby for the National Education Association descended upon Idaho and other conservative areas and regions, because they knew if they could achieve a victory in the conservative strongholds, then the rest of the country who's holding out would start falling like dominoes. It's a very strategic move. Remember, communists are very, very strategic. Do not underestimate them. Okay, so what they did was they brought all of their forces to bear and all of the lobbying power and all of their money to Idaho. Why? Because Idaho is one of the most staunchly conservative and resistant to federal control states in the union. So what they did was, of course, they knew they couldn't get past the full Common Core curriculum. So what they did was at least squeezed in so they could say, look, we're not doing Common Core. All it is just the math. It's just the math and science of the testing part of it. You know, this isn't the full globalism, you know, get rid of all borders, we're all global citizens type of stuff. So some of the people went, oh, okay, well, I guess, all right, I guess that's acceptable, but that's all we're going to allow. No, there's a lot of people who said, no, we know what you're trying to do. You're trying to get your foot in the door, and we still say no. Unfortunately, with all the money and the lobbying and all the arm twisting that was going on, they were able to at least squeeze part of the Common Core into the public schools. However, will it survive? That is debatable. This session coming up, there is going to be a huge fight, because now the public has been informed on how they were duped, even to let just that, like I call it, the camel's nose in the tent, because the rest of it's going to follow, and people are aware of this. So they're sending their legislators and senators to Boise, at least in Idaho, and all the American Redoubt states. They're rolling up their sleeves. And so we're going to be watching this very closely. I'm going to be in contact with the legislators who are going to be involved in this fight. I've already started talking to some of them, and they are going to keep us abreast of this, because this is a super, super important battle. And that's basically where we are on Common Core. I believe it is going to be crushed in this legislative session. So we will keep you up to date as things go. There's a lot of public awareness and campaigns to make people aware, for, you know, to keep them up to speed on that issue. It's a very important issue. But once again, I got to take you back. Even if we completely rejected every bit of Common Core, You are going to be sending your children to a public school that is very reliant on federal funding and even state funding. There are, even in the American Redoubt, there are politicians, there are elected officials that are politicians and not statesmen. And they're very vulnerable to the lobbies who can put a lot of pressure on them to allow things. These are rhinos. These are Republicans in name only, many of them. And this is what's frustrating our patriot and conservative elected officials. Just because they have an R behind their name doesn't necessarily mean that they're conservative. Remember, the majority of the Republicans now in this country are left of center. They are where the Democrats were 25, 30 years ago. But there are a lot of social issues within our public schools. The other children that are not being raised in homes with the standards that you want to hold to, that's an issue. Just the social issue alone is enough reason for your child not to be exposed to that environment, notwithstanding the curriculum and the policies of the public school systems. So anyway, okay, what we're going to do too is Mrs. Schmidt was laughing this morning and shaking her head because there was an article that says that the jobs numbers aren't as positive as analysts were anticipating, and they're confused. And because every week it's, hey, the jobs numbers are great, just as expected or better than expected. Then, oh, well, wait, hold on. I guess they aren't as good. So this is just really funny. And Fox 519 with Eye on the Economy is going to be covering that next week. He wanted to do it this week. I talked to him on the phone this afternoon, but he's still delving into some more research that he wants to do so he can fully expose it. But he is still going to be coming on with Eye on the Economy here in just a second and giving you the rundown. But he tries to keep his segments down to about 3 minutes, but his microphone needed to be replaced. So I helped upgrade, and with the help of you, the listeners, thank you, by the way, this patriot has busted his butt and showed up and produce the Eye on the Economy. And there's been a couple that he's missed because of personal reasons. But other than that, he has contributed so much. And so, you know what? I said, you know what? We're going to get you a microphone. You've proven yourself. You showed up. You're committed, and you deserve this. So I definitely had to help him upgrade that. So I hope you appreciate that. And now he's just got to figure out how to get that all dialed in. That's pretty cool stuff. So anyway, let's go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we are going to air the interview from AM 630 in Spokane when I made the trip over there with those guys, Mike and Jeff, from the Right Spokane Perspective. So I'll let Fox 519 take it away with the Eye on the Economy and his new microphone, and then we'll be back in just a moment. This is the Voice of the American Redoubt. Stay right there.
Hello, my fellow Redoubters. Guess how cold it is back east. It is so cold that the politicians are having to keep their hands in their own pockets to keep warm. I know, it's funny. But it's the truth. This is Fox 519 back with you and bringing you the news that matters to your pocketbook as patriots and preppers. This is Eye in the Economy, brought to you by Radio Free Redoubt. Welcome back. Well, this week the creature from Jekyll Island reared its ugly head again, and this time that head is female. The Fed has a new chairperson. Her name is Janet Yellen. Voted in with a 56-26 Senate vote, Janet Yellen was appointed the next chairperson to lead the Fed into the next level of economic destruction of the American economy. Yellen, also known as Ben's right hand, is most known for her tenure at the Federal Reserve and her membership to the Council on Foreign Relations, which, as we all know, is a severely progressive organization. Yellen's economic viewpoint firmly shows that she wants to lower the unemployment rate, but in return shows no sign of worrying about inflation and the devaluation of the dollar through her support of the Fed's printing strategies through their 2013 meeting minutes. With Yellen at the helm, I firmly believe we're going to see the Fed become more aggressive in their monetary pumping strategies in an effort to push more fiat dollars into the economy, to spurn a higher stock market, and to push banks to encourage employers to take on new loans to cover payrolls. Sure, that might seem like a logical move, but as you devalue that dollar, those workers who now work for the companies that have taken on debt to bring the new jobs won't be able to afford the goods or services that they need. In fact, their dollars that they earn aren't going to be worth anything. Either way we look at this, Yellen won't fix any new problems. She's just going to go ahead and create new ones. In other U.S. news this week, GlobalResearchReport.com published its findings supporting the fact that the stock market crash could soon be coming. Their findings are available right now and are supported by three main factors. One, three of the biggest names in the financial world, Warren Buffett, John Paulson, and George Soros, have all liquidated hundreds of their bank stocks. And these weren't just any type of liquidations. These were fire sales, meaning that all three men liquidated their bank stocks in the last half of 2013 without a worry of cost to them. Yes, all three did make a tidy profit, but no longer hold bank stocks in their portfolio. What do they know that we don't? Number two, the stock market opened at its lowest level since 2008 on January 22nd. The Dow Jones Industrial Average had its worst day since November 7th, falling 135 points, and the week ending of November 3rd was lower than the week's opening. Now, iFox 519 don't believe in the telling of the future, but the historical significance does show that the opening was on parallel with what happened at the beginning of 2008, and we all know how well that year went. Finally, many economists are saying that the mother of all financial bubbles is about to pop. Recently, Walter Zimmerman of United ICAP, an investment firm, sent a letter to his clients warning that, quote, based on our long-term cycles, the present stock market rally must be considered the bubble to end all bubbles. Zimmerman's forecast shows some serious trouble, and that trouble could come in the fall of a fall in the Dow Jones Industrial Average. He's predicting that it could fall 65 to 72%, landing it somewhere in the 46 to 5700 range. That type of stock market territory hasn't been seen since late 1995 to 1996. But Zimmerman isn't the only one predicting that we will see massive downturn. Well-known economists like Peter Schiff of Euro-Pacific Capital, Stan Harley of Harley Market Letter, Ed Carlson of Financial Sense, and Tom DeMark of DeMark Analytics are all in agreement that we are headed towards a collapse of epic proportions. How long is America going to ignore the experts? Well, yes, the article is short, but it does contain some good supporting factors for what I believe is coming at us. The financial community is starting to say this, and I would encourage you to go read for yourself. Finally, this week, the Senate Democrats and Senate Republicans pushed through a vote to extend the unemployment benefits for more than 1.3 million Americans who lost those benefits on December 28th. The extension will cost taxpayers $6.5 billion for the moment, and will still need to pass the Congress before the the president signs off on this. The vote was 60 to 37. Currently, unemployment is available for 52 weeks, and with the upcoming extension, it may add an additional 2 to 3 months for the folks who are still unable to find a job in this, quote, recovering economy. With these three stories in mind, here's what I'm doing with my finances. You know, now that New Year's has passed and we've all renewed our focus and our inventories are now taken, it's time to begin at the beginning again. Get yourself back on a budgeted food storage purchasing program. As preppers, sometimes we can get way off the mark with what we're focusing on buying. Get back to starting with, you know, buying basics like wheat, flour, sugar. Make sure you make allowances in your budget to purchase those necessary supplies your family will need to make it. You know, if you have a few extra dollars, why not buy some small luxury items like shaving cream or hard candy? Sometimes you have to return to those basics to help you restart your focus. Tune in next week when I'll break down the dismal jobs report. Thanks again for listening, and for Eye on the Economy and Radio Free Readout, this is Fox 519 signing off. God bless.
Hi everyone, this is John Jacob Schmidt here to tell you about the 299 Days book series by lawyer and author Glenn Tate. Books 1 through 6 are out already, and book 7 is due to be released in December. This economic collapse scenario is written through the eyes of a political insider with first-hand exposure to the top-heavy, inefficient, immensely expensive and oftentimes corrupt institutions of government in today's America. He estimates that at a minimum, a partial collapse of government services, the economy, our social structure, and life as we know it in America is coming in the not too distant future. This awakening in Glenn's life, just like thousands of other Americans across the country, hurled him into an unfamiliar world, prepping. Follow him through his real-life story of transitioning from middle-aged, unprepared suburbanite to full-blown prepper, tactical team member, and provider and protector of his family. Then let Glenn take you on a wild ride through the collapse, community building, resistance against a corrupt system, and the rebirth of a new one. Go to 299days.com to learn more.
If you serve your country, either in law enforcement or in the military, and you are a patriot, love liberty, and want to do your part in preserving what made America great and free, join Oath Keepers today.
Welcome back to Radio Free Readout. I'm John Jacob Schmidt, and this segment, segment two, is sponsored by Katie Armour, the producer and manufacturer of the AR-500 body armor that includes front and back side plates, and they also carry the body armor, the plate carriers, and other accessories for your tactical needs. This stuff is a bullet stopper. When we did the rally, they also sent the test plate that they shot up, and of course, I sent that off to and passed that on to the winner. But I did take a picture of it, and they got 7.62x39, 5.56, green tip, SS-109, NATO 308 ball. It stopped it all. Amazing stuff. But anyway, that's a redoubting company is going to be moving to the American Redoubt in the next within the next 10 months, hopefully. They're trying to do that. But support them. Support our the businesses that are supporting us by advertising. Great people, business owners that are patriot owned. Okay, this week I was interviewed. It was my first interview with a commercial station. So, Radio Free Redoubt's first exposure to a commercial radio listening audience over at KTRW.com, which is part of the Christian Broadcasting Network. And this was on the AM station on the 630 on the dial, or 630 kilohertz. These are some good guys over there. On the FM dial, they can get, they have a 106.5. And of course, Matt Shea also has his Battlefront show that airs over there on AM 630. And of course, now is on Radio Free Redoubt on Sunday afternoons. Really cool stuff. Old time radio shows they play a lot of, like us. And lots of conservative talk shows, Christian commentary, and syndicated pastors' radio broadcasts. Well, the show that I was on aired on the 8th on Wednesday, and the hosts are Mike and Jeff, and their show is called The Right Spokane Perspective. And they've been doing that for about, 3 years. So they're relatively new at it, but they have a lot of fun and cover a lot of issues that really pertain to liberty, freedom, from a Christian perspective, from a patriot perspective, and a lot of emphasis on the Eastern Washington and Spokane issues. Matter of fact, Mike Fagan, he's with the he's on the Spokane City Council, and then Jeff Baxter is a former senator, state senator. So. Good guys. Anyway, I hope you enjoy this. And it's just about, 25 minutes. But it was a good summary of the American Redoubt and Radio Free Redoubt. And we talked about a couple of other things. So with that, I'll turn you over to The Right Spokane Perspective.
Good morning once again, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for rejoining Mike and Jeff on your Wednesday edition of Right Spokane Perspective. Tell you something, Jeff. We got a whopper plus of a show today, buddy.
We do. We should be proud of ourselves. I mean, the shows that we've had and the guests that we have here with us currently is just unbelievable.
Oh, you bet. And I'll tell you something else, ladies and gentlemen. You know, there is one place where us conservatives, us Christian conservatives, kick the liberals' butts, and that is in talk radio, ladies and gentlemen. And you know the thing of it is, folks, there isn't enough of us out there. We need to multiply and grow and grow and grow, because this is the way we get that word out. And I'll tell you something, folks. We have got a gentleman here in the studio with us today, Mike and Jeff does, by the name of John Jacob Schmidt. He happens to be the talking head for an organization called Radio Free Readout. And I'll tell you something, folks. These guys are a advantage to us. They're definitely going to be an advantage to us. You guys have got to hear from John Jacob, and we're going to do that here in a couple of seconds because, man, sounds like this guy's got it going on, doesn't he?
He does. He's one of us. He thinks like us, and we're patriots together. So.
You bet. And I'll tell you, you know, this is kind of interesting too, Jeff, because geographically, you know, I understand Radio Free Readout covers some of Eastern Washington, all of the state of Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. So we're basically starting from, you know, the Cascades, and we're working our way east.
Yeah, and that includes Eastern Oregon too. I don't know if you mentioned that.
Oh, no, I didn't, but
Eastern Oregon. Yeah.
There you go.
So he covers a large area.
You bet. And if you folks log on to www.radiofreereadout.com, you can definitely click on a couple of podcasts there, some archive shows, and see what John Jacob Schmidt is all about, ladies and gentlemen. So without any more discussion about this, let's welcome John Jacob Schmidt to the Right Spokane
John,
Perspective.
Welcome.
Hey, thanks, guys. It's really an honor to be here, and it's a pleasure. And I want to thank you guys for the opportunity to be able to do this.
Oh, you bet. Yeah, well, you know, John, a couple of the obvious questions first here. Who is John Jacob Schmidt, and how did you get involved in this Radio Free Readout?
Okay, this is going to be hard to blast through because, see, normally I do a weekly podcast, which is extremely undisciplined. So it can be a 30-minute or a 90-minute. So we got to cram here. Right to the point, John Jacob Schmidt is really, it's the God-fearing, liberty-minded American patriots that are concerned about the direction that our country is headed. And what it is, well, as the people say, my name is John Jacob Schmidt. His name is my name too. And so it's not about really a guy. Everybody out there who's like-minded and concerned and shares the same views and values for liberty, for Americanism, as we call it, they are John Jacob Schmidt. So I am it's a privilege for me to be at the helm and at the microphone, you know, being what we call the voice of the American Readout, promoting that that concept, the American Readout concept. Now, the American Readout, that's what Radio Free Readout is for. It's the voice of the American Readout to promote the movement or the concept of the American Readout.
You bet. Well, how long has America Radio Free Readout been in existence?
We started my first podcast with sweaty palms and nervousness and my heart in my throat was 2.5 years ago. It was June 5th, 2.5 years ago now. And so, boy, I've come a long way. I've gotten really comfortable behind a microphone. Had never had any kind of a media background before, so I was really in unfamiliar territory. But I believed so strongly in the concept and the message of the American Readout that I was looking for a way to fit into the movement to promote it. And of course, I've always had a love for talk radio and old time radio, the nostalgia of radio in general. And so that's the venue that I chose to, or the medium that I chose to pursue to help promote the American Readout.
Yeah, right. You betcha. So, well, I'll tell you, you know, there is a bullet. Oh, sorry about that, Jeff, but there is a bullet here that just really catches my attention. An active forum that allows Redoubters to connect, ask questions, and share advice. And a little bit more in depth there, folks. Christianity, biblical doctrine, and traditional American values are under attack from an increasingly hostile and intolerant ism culture. Boy, we know that, don't we, Jeff?
We do.
Anyway, folks, you're not alone in that feeling. There are redoubters all around you, those who believe in the American readout concepts and the movement that is emerging. Encourage others by letting us and your neighbors know that you're there while maintaining privacy and security. I love the way that reads, man.
Yeah, you did a good job on that.
Well, thank you, guys. It was a team effort. It's not just me. There are people that have stepped up, other God-fearing, liberty-minded people that are cut from the same cloth as the people who founded this country. They really do still exist. They're concerned about the direction that we're headed, and they've also stepped up. We call them the partisans of Radio Free Readout. And they are the volunteers. None of us are paid for what we do. We get some, you know, some modest donations that come in occasionally that people want to support what we're doing, which offsets the operational costs.
Sure.
But otherwise, it's a volunteer basis, and there's many hands involved, and it's growing. It's growing by leaps and bounds. But I think what the listener needs to know, they've heard American Readout, and they haven't heard what is that yet. They have not heard that defined.
Sure.
The American Readout was conceptualized by a former military intelligence officer by the name of James Rawls. He's also an author who wrote the book series, the very first book in the early 90s called Patriots, a novel of the coming collapse. Well, he seeing the direction that our country is going, being a somewhat of a historian himself, seeing the history of nations go into the history books, seeing the writing on the wall, he called for a move, a demographic shifting of conservative Christian and Jewish God-fearing, liberty-minded people to relocate to a region that is already very conservative, to an area that is defensible if things should come to that, and where we already have, the breadbasket of much of the world is here. The natural resources are abundant. There's multiple reasons for it, but when he wrote an article that was introduced to me, it really resonated with me, and there's a lot of despair out there about our country. Mm-hmm. And of course, despair is the loss of hope.
Right.
And people are so frustrated because they're doing what they're supposed to do. They're voting. They're writing their congressmen. They're getting involved in Tea Party movements or things that they're getting involved. But they still, it seems like the harder they work to save the republic, the further away from them it slips. And it's easy to attack Nancy Pelosi or Barack Obama or the RINOs, the Republicans. Who are really left of center, what
right.
Democrats used to be. And so it's slipping away, and people are saying, we're in trouble. We're seeing the last of America. Now, historically, we've seen all these countries slip into the history books, and they couldn't believe it as they saw it. They couldn't believe the warnings when they heard them. And even as it was happening before their eyes, they couldn't comprehend it, that normalcy bias, that cognitive dissonance. It's something so of such a magnitude. Your mind can't comprehend what you're actually witnessing.
Right.
And it's only till afterward that they say, darn, that hurt. We'll never let that happen again. And then here we are.
Yeah, so something worse happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll tell you something, guys.
It's always a new and improved communism,
sure,
right?
You bet. And I'll tell you something else, guys. There's one thing that the American people don't have an appreciation for, and that is all of the other things that are going on worldwide. We got bombings going on because of the Olympic Games over in Russia. Okay. We haven't seen anything like that over here to the extent that we see it elsewhere. So I'm telling you, we as Americans, we haven't seen anything yet. And it's all about, when are we going to be fed up enough? Do we have to wait until blood runs in the street? Gosh, I hope not, ladies and gentlemen. It's like John Jacob said, the writing is on the wall. We're being given the warnings. It's in your face, ladies and gentlemen. When are you going to wake up? That's the bottom line here.
That's right. And the second half, I've got a short story I'm going to tell you guys that will relate right with what you're saying.
Absolutely.
Oh, good.
But you say we reach a new level every day, it seems.
Yeah.
I was on the steering committee for Referendum 74, which is against the same-sex marriage, which we now have legal here in Washington
right.
State, as you know.
Right.
And I traveled throughout the state, especially throughout the county here, but throughout the state, talking to churches, primarily getting the churches organized to fight this thing. And we lost by several points, as you know,
mm-hmm.
where we now have gay marriage. And we, you know, several years ago, I couldn't even imagine.
You don't mind me correcting you on that, do you?
Go for it.
Go ahead.
Gay means happy. It's actually homosexual marriage. That's the biblical term.
Homosexual.
Yeah, there we go.
Thank you. But the fact is, we went down that road along with Hawaii and other states now.
Yes.
And other countries. And yes, that's going to be one of the demises of our country.
Well, we just saw just in the news, it just broke in Connecticut. Now they are requiring everyone to register all of their high capacity magazines, firearms that the state deems, you know, to be an assault weapon, that kind of thing. But what we're seeing also, it corresponds with these type of laws that restrict freedom, correspond directly with the pro-homosexual movement and pro-abortion movements that we see in other states. And so it really brings the concept full circle that morality is directly tied to liberty. And the more we become amoral and immoral, the less liberty we can expect to have. And the founding fathers even said that. They said, look, we must be either ruled from within or we will be ruled from without. In other words, if we can't act like we're supposed to on our own, then we must be forced to be controlled from the outside, from the state. So, right. So if here's what I was saying earlier, we blame the politicians, and those are really public figureheads. And what they are is really symptomatic of the real problem. And that is the spiritual sickness in this country, that this country refuses to, they refuse the antidote. They look for every solution other than the one that will work. So the more we move toward immorality, the less liberty we will have, the more control we must have. And that's the whole concept of the American Redoubt, is to shift the demographics of God-fearing, liberty-minded people to the American Redoubt states, change the demographics, maintain liberty, and pray that the Lord will spare his remnant from his judgment that I believe is coming to this country.
Right. Oh, you betcha.
No, we couldn't agree more.
You bet.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that does it for the first half of today's show. Now, before we head off into the break time, again, www.radiofreeredoubt.com. Again, radiofreeredoubt.com. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Hey, this is Jordan Page, and you are tuned into Radio Free Readout.
And welcome back from the break, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for rejoining Mike and Jeff on Right Spokane Perspective. In case you folks are joining us a little bit late in today's broadcast, you missed out on the first half, please, by all means, jot down this webpage, because we definitely and strongly encourage you to log on and check out this organization. It'll be www.radiofreeredoubt.com. And again, I got to spell that readout for you, because the way I'm pronouncing it, it sounds like the readout on a dial. No, we're talking about REDOUBT, like I doubt what it is that you are saying. So again, folks, radiofreeredoubt.com. We've got another talking head, just like Mike and Jeff, in the studio today. His name is John Jacob Schmidt. We're having a lot of fun, ladies and gentlemen. You know, and one more time, folks, I got to spout. You know, what is it really going to take in our United States here before we actually step up to the plate and do something about it? You know, we're sitting over here and we are just taking it everywhere that we could possibly take it. Every minute of the day that goes by, our liberties, our rights are being eroded right in front of our eyes, and we're just letting it happen, folks. You know, like I said in the first half, is it going to take the riots that we see that are going on all around the rest of the world, where we have death in the streets, blood running in the streets? Come on, we're Americans. We know better than that. Anyway, I'm done on the soapbox here. Jeff,
I got a soapbox.
You bet.
Let me tell you a story to everyone here. There was a farmer that went over to visit one of his farming friends, and they were sitting there in the summer having a glass of lemonade and rocking chairs, and there's an old hound dog sitting there on the porch with him. And the hound dog every few minutes would get up and go, and they'd keep talking, and the visiting farmer looked at the dog and questioned, and boy, that's interesting. And pretty soon the dog a few minutes later would go, and finally this kept happening and happening, and finally the visiting farmer said, John, why does your hound dog keep growling like that, whining like that? He said, oh, he's sitting on a nail. He says, well, why doesn't he get up? He says, because it doesn't hurt bad enough.
Yes.
It starts hurting bad enough, folks. We're going to get off our duffs and start doing something.
Yes.
That's why you're on the show here. Thank you, John.
Absolutely. Yeah, thanks for having me. It's great to be with you guys. You
know, before we started recording today, John, we were talking about the subject of being given an opportunity to like hit the reset button.
Yes.
You know, please elaborate on your thoughts there.
I like to use the term wiping the slate clean because historically when these empires have fallen, well, every empire has fallen and we're next. Mm-hmm. And it is, it's a self-destructive suicide. It's not, and we were warned this republic would not be lost from an enemy from without. It would be destroyed from within. Uh-huh. And we are witnessing that. So what has happened historically when a large empire like this usually crumbles, more often than not, you see a reemergence of several smaller nation states. And that we saw that, you know, with the British Empire, we saw that with the Soviet Union. We've seen that with the Ottoman Empire, the Roman Empire, just all the way across the board. And so what's going to determine what that looks like in the afterward is going to have everything to do with the demographics. Now, right. We are living in a very balkanized, polarized America today. And we haven't been this divided since the Civil War. Mm-hmm. And it's much deeper on many different levels. And there's so many more explosive components that would emerge in a collapse of America, mm-hmm. the economic collapse, political, social, you name it. And probably one would start bringing the other down, like the domino effect.
You betcha. Well, you definitely got a point with the basically depends on the demographic information for sure, because, you know, you are going to have some regions that are a heck of a lot more powerful industrially wise, militarily.
Yes.
Things to this effect. And, you know, don't. Go through the day saying that it can't happen. But, you know, there may very well be a military coup that comes down the pike that takes this country down, you know, under the pretense that what we're trying to do is save the country. So, you know, right. A lot of things are possible here, folks.
Right. And there's a verse in Proverbs I want to point out here. It says, a man without a vision will perish. Well, folks, that applies not only to individual people, how we need to have a dream, how we need to have passion, how we need to have a vision, but that applies to us as a country, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It's extremely applicable here because and it's a great proverb, and there are many people who do have a vision that, you know what, I used to get really frustrated when I would try to talk to someone who talks about how much trouble our country is in, and then you ask them, do you really believe what you're saying? I mean, you're saying the words, but do you really believe it? Because you're not acting like you really believe it. And most people don't really believe the words they're saying. And the other thing that they're not doing, this is the most critical part. They are not following what they're saying. If it were true, they're not following it through to its logical conclusion. What does that mean our future's going to look like? And when you do play that out, its full course, it leads us with the United States isn't going to vanish. We're still, this dirt is still going to be here. Now, who's ruling over it is going to be a matter of a lot of different factors. But to increase the odds of the people who share your same values being in charge is a matter of demographics. The people who are in the majority, just like, for example, the Southwest United States, that will be a separate Latin American country one day. It's coming. It might be 20 years. It might be 50 or 100 years. But at the very least, they will have autonomy one day. Uh-huh. The demographics are increasing. It's just a fact. We've seen this in Yugoslavia with the breakup.
Correct.
You know, Albanians and Serbians, Croatians. And so this is just the laws of nature and just the way things it's coming.
And several years ago, obviously, we saw it in Russia.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I've got a saying that I'd like to point out that goes right along with what you're talking about doing something. And I say your walk talks and your talk talks, but yes. Your walk talks more than your talk talks.
Yes.
So we can tell a person by how he's walking, not necessarily by how he's talking.
Exactly. And more people are waking up. And like I was saying, it used to be frustrating when you try to explain the state of the condition that we're in our country, and people kind of blow you off. But people are waking up, and I hear from them all the time. I hear from people saying, 5 years ago, if I were to see myself now, I would have thought I lost it. But now, I'm preparing. And that I want to mention that too. One of my missions, a huge number of our listening audience would define themselves as preppers. Uh-huh. Preparedness is a really very, very important thing. I would consider myself a prepper. But in my experience, most preppers tend to be isolationists. So my mission is twofold. And the Patriots generally are very involved politically, but they're not prepared. So they're not as self-sufficient. Uh-huh. So my mission is to turn preppers into patriots, uh-huh, and to turn the patriots into self-sufficient patriots. So when there are food shortages, when our dollar does become worthless, they can focus on the rebuilding during this. When this reset happens, we can wipe the slate clean, and the patriots step forward and not concerned about watching their children starve. They're focused on rebuilding Americanism, even if it is reduced to something the size of the American Redoubt. And they're not having to go and check their family into a camp because they're all starving. So there needs to be a balance there. Absolutely.
Right. And we need to be not just isolationists. We need to be involved in the battle, folks.
Yes.
I think you would agree with
that. And right up to the time when this collapse, for a lack of a better term, happens, we need to be fighting. We need to be getting behind these ballot measures, and we need to be getting behind our leadership right now. The American Redoubt movement is a very proactive, forward-thinking, very bold, ambitious concept. And people are moving here because of that. They're praying about it, and they feel the Lord telling them to get out of wherever they are, and then they move to somewhere in the American Redoubt, and then they realize that they're part of something bigger.
Oh, you bet.
And the Lord definitely has his hand in this moving that's taking place, and it is the calling of God-fearing people to the inland Pacific Northwest.
You bet. Now, John, we are about ready to hit about 2:30 mark here for the rest of today's segment. How about a couple of words with regard to what's going on up there in Sandpoint and the Second Amendment?
Well, it's my understanding, I'm trying to get to the bottom of this, but I had a couple of my listeners alert me that there is, up in Sandpoint, Idaho, there was a member of the school board who proposed a measure to allow or provide for firearms to be in locked and secured places on the school grounds that would be accessible only by trained school staff.
Right.
Well, Sandpoint is kind of an anomaly in the American Redoubt. It's kind of attracted the kind of a hippie and kind of a the liberal California liberals.
Yeah, we know.
It's kind of a little.
it's a
liberal mecca, really. And so like I said, one day we'll be wiping the slate clean, but that will be a completely different world with a different set of rules. The community there was an outcry. They were just outraged at this proposal that somebody would even recommend. We actually equip our adults to protect our children. And so they are now moving toward a recall election to remove this individual from the board. And so I'm in contact with them. We've exchanged emails. I'm going to set up an interview with them. And I think it would be a great interview too, because you guys have a different audience than I do. And there is crossover. A lot of listeners in the Spokane, Coeur d'Alene area, a lot of Radio Free Redoubt listeners also listen to AM 630.
Yeah, right.
And 106.5, the Christian Broadcast Network. Right. And so there we do have some crossover and bleed over in our listening audience, but I think it would be really something that would be great for you guys to follow up on. I think it would serve the listeners well.
Oh, you bet. Well, believe me, Jeff and I are definitely definitely going to be keeping the old ear to the rail.
We are.
And as well, ladies and gentlemen, that'd be it for today's show. We definitely want to extend a huge thank you to Mr. John Jacob Schmidt. That's a wonderful name, folks. Just think about it a little bit, would you? Anyway, we strongly encourage you, as we always do, you got to log on and check out this organization, www.radiofreereadout.com. Again, radiofreereadout.com. You can also find John Jacob on Facebook as well as Twitter. If you'd like to send an email to John, you can do so by sending an email to johnjacob@radiofreereadout.com. Again, johnjacob@radiofreereadout.com. We are out of here today, ladies and gentlemen. We will be back at you and in your face again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Now, I hope you enjoyed that. That was pretty cool, wasn't it? That was kind of fun. I'm sure we'll be doing more of those in the future as Radio Free Readout grows and as the American Readout gets more exposure and the whole thing just grows. What a great project to be a part of. What an amazing thing. It's so amazing. So many patriots. Let's catch the vision. You guys know what the American Readout's about. It's kind of twofold. And, you know, if there's not a collapse, then this is about a demographic shift so we can affect our policies in the American Readout states and preserve freedom and the things that we value. And if there is a collapse, then we need to have the numbers, the demographic numbers, to be able to effectively hold on to Americanism in the restoration process. That's what that's all about. Okay, we're going to take a break. And then when we come back, segment three, we are going to be talking about this video that we got coming up. And I also want to bring up a couple of security issues and then a couple of, I think I got another listener letter that I want to share with you. So lots of good stuff. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Greetings, Patriots. This is Chris Walsh, broker at Revolutionary Realty, located in the heart of America's Great Readout, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. I sell land and backwoods cabins to America's Patriots every day. Creeks, springs, timber, and game, good survivable property without natural disasters. The state of Idaho has a balanced budget, and our people believe deeply in the Second Amendment. Call me today at 208-667-1776 or visit me online at www.revrealty.us. I'll be glad to serve you, and God bless America.
If there is any hope of restoring America, we cannot, as a free people, allow ourselves to be divided. Division is what the destroyers of liberty are counting on, and if that means, as a last resort, preserving those American ideals within the boundaries of the American Readout, there must be unity among the patriots. We must all hang together, or assuredly we shall all hang separately. That's what Benjamin Franklin said, and that's what I say too. I'm Violette Sabo, with points to ponder, words to live by, and ideals which define us.
Welcome back to the voice of the American Redoubt. You know, I've heard that pronounced Redoubt. Redoubt. Have I been pronouncing it wrong for like 2.5 years? Is it supposed to be redoubt? I don't know. I call it redoubt. I just Americanized it. Anyway, this was a really cool thing this week. Actually, you know what? I'm going to hold on a minute. What do I want to address here first? Oh, it is only appropriate that this segment is sponsored by AMP 3 Austere Medical and Practical Preparedness Project, and I'm going to tell you why in a minute. You know, they sell medical and specialty gear for the prepared citizen. They have a seminar coming up for our listeners in the Phoenix, Arizona area, or the Arizona area. Dave, who is the main man over there at the YouTube channel, USNER Doc, with, I don't know, 60 bazillion listeners or followers, viewers. They're going to be offering their wound care and suture technique class at the Prepper Fest in Phoenix, Arizona on Sunday, March 23rd. So you can get right there, hands-on, start sewing up pig's feet or cadavers or, I don't know, whatever, communists, something. They're going to be working on something live or dead, but I mean real stuff. Pretty cool. And that's going to happen from 12 to 2 p.m. Sign up over there. Go to amp3.com or amp3.net, amp-3.net, and you can sign up right there. But they travel all over the place putting these seminars on. So if you are not able to make it, you'll be able to catch that at a preparedness. What's the word? Preparedness event near you. Now, speaking of catching some of their training, they are going to be featured in as one of the trainers in the medical category over at this online survival summit that's going to be taking place from January 20th to the 25th. And this is really interesting how all this played out in the last about 72 hours. And I'm going to talk about that. But first, I want to read. Okay, security issues. There's a couple security issues that I want to address. You guys understand about this mail isolation control and tracking program that photographs every piece of paper mail as it goes through. And this is all kept in a retrievable database. And, of course, you know, the FBI is saying, you know, this is just a great thing because, you know, ricin-laced letters that were sent to the president and mayor of New York. Oh, we can backtrack this. Well, what it really is another Big Brother move to be able to track and connect dots and connect people. Well, I just wanted to say, on a security note, when those of you who send in, whether it's a spot report, whether it's a donation, or you want to send a gift card in to help support Radio Free Readout, or you know, things like that, during the raffle, when we were holding the raffle, I want to encourage you to not put your address and name on the return address portion of the envelope. Just put the address to us, both on the send to and also on the return, or just leave it blank, so that they can't, just make it harder for them to be able to connect dots. Now there is another, thing that a listener sent to me called spydialer.com, SpyDialer, spydialer.com. It enables you to put in a cell phone number and it comes right back to the name and the number and your first and last name of the person that it is registered to. So it's something I want to make you aware of because you have an opt-out option when you go to that website. I did, several other listeners did. I pass it on to some other people. You go to spydialer.com, punch in your cell phone number, and bam, there's your name, the name that it's registered to. Find the button that says opt out, and then you can opt out so that anyone else after that puts in your cell phone number, it will show that you have opted out. So I thought I'd pass that along. Okay, I got this is the listener letter that I keep trying to get to, and I keep getting to distracted. This letter, listener writes, have you considered adding Alaska to the readout? You should, because it would expand the network and be beneficial to everyone. Even though Alaska is its own readout, it could help everyone gain new contacts and perhaps assist people in their travels. Okay, you pretty much nailed it right at the end of the second sentence. Basically, it says, even though Alaska is its own readout, you just nailed it. Alaska is its own readout. No, we have not considered adding Alaska to the American readout because they are 3,000 miles away from each other, as that would be like putting Georgia in the American readout. Alaska is a redoubt in it's for accessibility by the Golden Horde. It's even actually in a better position, but there are a lot of Alaskan redoubters who are members of the American Redoubt Network and listeners, and they write into me and I hear from them. So the Patriots living in the Alaskan Redoubt are part of the American Redoubt Network because we have members of the American Redoubt Network in all states. And then, of course, there will be other emerging redoubts that will absolutely emerge in the future. The Appalachian Redoubt is sometimes referred to as the Southern Redoubt, but the mountainous area there, that is the Appalachian Redoubt. It is not formalized yet, but there's leanings that way. And it won't take much prompting at all to actually begin to formalize that redoubt. And so that's up and coming. There's several pockets of conservatives and rugged individualists, like the Alaska Redoubt, where it's just fitting that is. Now, on a larger international, strategic, geopolitical level, if things continue to deteriorate with our international and foreign policy, if we fell victim to, let's say, a deliberate EMP strike or an opportunistic solar flare that had the same EMP effect, that would leave the United States extremely vulnerable to outside forces who might be unaffected by an EMP. And, of course, the natural Alaska is just a natural bridge from former Soviet Union, from a Russian invasion that's just something to consider, but it wouldn't make me not live in Alaska because of that possibility. If we were invaded from the outside after EMP, we're all vulnerable to that. So anyway, hope that answers your questions to a satisfactory level. Okay, there's another article that I told a listener that sent this in that I was going to address it this week, but actually I'm going to hold off because this is actually going to roll into next week's topic. And it's an article titled "A New American Revolution: When Will It Start? How Will It Start?" And this guy hits on some good points, but he's almost there, and I really want to develop it because I told this listener, yeah, I want to talk about this because the guy who wrote this over at militianews.com brought up some good points. So I'm going to address this next week. And I'm sorry, I told you I was going to address this week, but I really think it would fit in much better with next week's topic. Okay, let's talk really quickly about this online January 20 through 26 Survival Summit. You can register online and it's free. Now, let me just give you a little bit of background story here. The folks over at AMP3 are putting on, it's a pre-recorded video training for medical stuff. They've got over 25 plus what they refer to as the top prepper survival experts in their fields are going to be contributing to this seminar with things from producing your own food to medical to the tactical side, psychological coping with disaster situations, several topics. And so I told those folks over there at AMP3, I'm like, hey, I'd be more than happy to put up a little link there where people can go learn more and see your guys' training. And apparently this is all free. And then at the end of this survival summit, you can then purchase and download any content that you wanted that you saw during this online summit. So you can say, hey, I really like that suture class. I want to pay for that. I want to buy that and download it. So we have it in our video library. I don't even know how much they cost. I don't know what the cost is or anything. All I know is I just saw free. So I signed up. So anyway, I looked over the whole itinerary, the schedule and speakers. And I said, you know, I emailed Dave and I said, it's a bummer. There's nothing about emergency communications in here. And he said, yeah, that's actually pretty interesting. And so I said, well, hey, maybe next year we could put something together. Well, then I get an email from Dave saying, I'm on my way. I'm coming from Oregon, and I will be in the American Redoubt tomorrow morning. And I said, what? And he said, I'm bringing all my video gear and everything. And he got in touch with the organizers of this seminar. They're from the Prepper Project. It's the founders of the Prepper Project. A lot of you are familiar with that. And he said, I emailed them. What we're going to do is put something together, and it's going to be bonus material since you can't be put in there. It's written in stone already, but it's going to be put up as bonus material so we can get the word out about Amron. So that's what we did, and it was about, like I said, about a 48-hour frenzy. When he was on his way, I started putting some emails out to some people that I thought might be accessible. And I said, can you find anybody who can step up, you know, other redoubters, patriots, that would be willing to help demonstrate and explain Amron and kind of act, role play, you know, some of these concepts. And he said, yeah. So what happened was a whole bunch of footage was shot that's going to end up being a 45-minute to a one-hour documentary introducing the audience to Amron and all the different components of that. It's about a 30,000-foot view snapshot of Amron. And then what we're going to do after this introduction, we are going to be here coming up pretty quick this spring. We're going to start producing more videos as tutorials and deeper explanation of each of the components of Amron to fully develop those. And you guys will have those as a tool to help you just not only better understand Amron, but to get involved. And so far, you know, this project has grown so much and so fast that we've really struggled to organize it in a way that the majority gets it at first glance. They have a really good idea of what it is that Amron is supposed to be accomplishing and then how to be involved in that. So this is going to be the first step in that process. And I think that I know we are going to see a lot of growth with Amron this year because of some of the things that we are working on and the word that is starting to spread out there. So I just want to invite you to go check that out January 20th through the 26th. They're free online survival summit to gain and develop skills that can help you in a collapse situation. So it's just a really exciting project, lots of fun. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and wrap everything up. And Codename Chloe is just about done with part two of the Partisan Diaries. And this is the Pat O'Leary line, which is an underground safe house network and smuggling line, really, to bring patriots, pilots, and things like that to smuggle them out of Nazi-occupied Europe. So those are really lots of fun. We're looking forward to those. But I've had a full plate, and I'm exhausted. So I'm going to go and wrap this stuff up. It's been a heck of a week. But God is good, and he's had his hand over us. And I just hope and pray he has his hand over you this week. And I want you to just prayerfully consider your move to the American Redoubt and be where he wants you to be for his purpose and ultimately, more than anything else, for his glory in the fight for preserving Americanism. And so I just want to leave you with that. Keep the letters coming in, the letters of encouragement and ideas and news tips and videos and articles and things that you guys come across. You know, we disseminate those to the people that those relate to and that it matters to. And oftentimes we're able to post that up to the website. So it's all good stuff. Just keep it coming. I'm John Jacob Schmidt, and you've been listening to episode 14-02 on Radio Free Redoubt. Have a blessed week. Good night.